I told you guys what I have on tap today, and I thought I told you, but I guess I didn't, and you guys were kind of surprised. I have to go to a workshop at 2 o'clock to get my, I guess, application affirmed to be a substitute teacher.
I love it,
Stoney.
Awesome.
Can you imagine walking into class and there's Stoney. Mr. Stone?
Yeah. So, first question. Write your name on the board, which is probably a dry erase board, not a chalkboard anymore.
It's a smart board.
My handwriting is horrible, but yes.
So, but the question is, are you going to have the kids call you Mr. Stone? Or when they say Mr. Stone, you're going to say, whoa, I'm Stoney. Please call me Stoney. How are you going to handle that?
You know what? I haven't thought about that.
What grade do you want to sub in?
I want to do high school.
Okay.
Because then I could see, you could say, okay, call me Stoney. Can you imagine little kindergartners?
Stoney,
I have to go pee.
I'm pretty adamant. He's Mr. Stone.
I think so, too.
He's Stoney in school.
I know.
Okay? I think so, too.
I'm just asking the question.
But okay. It could fly in high school.
Sure. Because, I mean, we hear it all the time. Like, there are high schoolers that listen to us on their way to school. Maybe it's because mom and dad, or they're just big sports fans themselves. Mm-hmm. And so they do know you, quote unquote, know you as Stoney.
True. Some will say that, and I'm not going to say, no, you call me Mr. Stoney.
Detention.
Yes, exactly. So what happened was, with this semi-retirement stuff, and I'm obviously with the summer vacations and stuff, I've been, as you know, been working frequently around the station. But once football season starts, with the exception of the Lions games on Sunday, I'll be doing the post game. Most people don't take time off during football season. Yep. So there won't be many avenues to hear me besides maybe the Pistons podcast with Evan or any other podcast stuff that we're trying to come up with.
We will need you the week of President's Day. Costa already requested it off.
He didn't request it. He didn't request.
Oh, he told us. That's right.
He told us, yes.
President's Day in February?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got that email. I will not be in whatever that week is. I'm going on vacation, and I'm instantly,
We'll see. Whether I'm available or not, I don't know. But anyway,
you have that card to play.
Whatever, we'll worry about that later. But I think it's so. I wanted something.
I think it's awesome.
I wanted something to take up my day. I don't want to just sleep all day. I mean, I have
play
other things.
Play golf all day.
Well, no, especially when the weather gets chilly, I ain't going to be playing golf.
Okay.
So I figured, so I was at one of our high school football games. You know, I do the PA announcing, and I asked the principal, I said, I'm just curious, what are the qualifications to be a substitute teacher? And his answer was very interesting, Mr. Pace said to me. Well, Stoney, did you graduate college? I said, yes.
Yes.
Would you pass a background check? I said, yes. He goes, well, then you're probably going to get hired.
Okay.
She goes, what do you want to teach? I said, I don't know. I will just put you in PE. You don't have to do much. Just hang out with the coaches.
Roll the balls out.
Make
sure nobody gets hurt.
So
it was like to watch black and white TV.
Yes, exactly.
You could be a history teacher.
Yeah. Yes, I could. So I just thought it was just, all right, let me know. I'll fill out some forms, whatever. But no, all these schools go through this. It's called EduStaff. You have to fill out this stuff online. I had to watch. You think, some of your work videos are boring? I mean, what to do if there's a school shooter and, God forbid, all these things.
Yeah. It's different scenarios that teachers, substitute teachers, anybody that's going to be an adult in the building has to understand.
There's workshops, whatever, to finalize everything. And that the one I chose was today. At
2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So, and I put down, where do you want to teach? I put, West Bloomfield, but I can obviously amend that because I figured, North Farmington High School is even closer to my house than West Bloomfield. And maybe some private schools. I don't know. Whatever. And so, I don't know.
My goodness.
I just know that I'm not
going. Please put in for Marion. I would love for Ruby or Ellie to walk in and see Mr. Stone as their substitute teacher.
Mm-hmm. So I could, as long as it's not math or science, okay, I'm good.
But the teacher is going to leave you a lesson plan.
Right. Yes. It's so all going to be planned out.
You don't have to actually like teach it. You just have to administer what the teacher has left behind.
So when the student says, can you explain? I don't understand the trigonometry question here.
Email your teacher.
Okay.
Because they have that ability now. Email your teacher. And they will either answer it when they can, or they'll know tomorrow when you enter class the questions that you had.
Do you have any substitute teacher stories that you remember? 248-539-9797.
Let's get to the more important questions here. Yeah. What should Stoney teach? He has qualifications in major cat like French, for example.
You could be.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Fashion.
The other thing is
fashion.
Have they fully vetted you? Like, did you disclose that
back.
Did you disclose you had a basement full of teenager over?
Oh,
one
my
time?
Gosh.
Yeah, no, I don't think they have.
Yes. Well, we're going to go down that road. Yeah. Are the administrators listening?
They know me. 248-539-9797.
I was going to say, who'd you put down for a reference? Lisa?
You're Lisa.
You can put her down as a reference?
No.
Yeah, just not for a government class. Don't teach politics.
That's okay. Yes, politics. One day the wacky right, one day the wacky left. It's all messed
here
up.
Here we go.
It's both sides.
That's your reel right in. Uh-huh. All right. Question 248-539-9797. What subject should Stoney sub in for? What would you think if you walked in the classroom? And I'm going to add one more. If he's not called and he's not here, Stoney said, I don't want to be sitting around all day. What are some of the other hobbies that Stoney should pick up in semi-retirement?
All right, 248-539-9797. I'm applying to become a substitute teacher for the fall.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to do it for the winter semester because I'm maybe you see how much
you enjoy it.
Yes.
You might get a long-term subbing job.
Yeah. I mean, there's subs that are needed.
Right.
We have repeatedly have stories of schools that actually cancel a day's worth of classes because they don't have enough substitute teachers. I think you're going to be,
I'll be there.
In high demand.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I do have one that I think would be the absolute perfect subject for you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to steal it from our ticket texters because I imagine somebody will bring it up.
Okay. Here we go. Stoney will be teaching math, but Stoney doesn't understand new math, so he teaches the kids math using jersey numbers of past Philadelphia athletes.
We could do that.
That'd
or
be
you
great.
Could,
yes.
You could bring in your abacus.
That's true, too.
Yes.
16 plus 7. Clark plus Jaworski equals.
There you go.
Stoney as a substitute. Ha, I would love to see him come to my class and sub. You don't get options to what subject you get. Pot luck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends.
You can always turn it down.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, you should learn to fly your helicopter.
As a new hobby, yes. New instead hobby. Of having yep. a pilot, yes.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Students should call him Mr. Godfather. That's from Stephen at work.
Or just the Godfather.
Yes. Stoney will be the gym teacher in Bad Teacher, arguing with a kid that Jordan is better than LeBron. Oh, I'd say Wilt. I have my doubts as to whether Stoney could pass a background check for teaching.
Nothing has stuck, right?
Yeah. Are you sure you won't double book and miss your shift?
It's always a possibility.
The kids would love it because they would have a connection for blow. That's from Jonathan Plymouth. No, no. Do they know Stoney pooped in the woods recently?
Oh, my gosh.
Recently?
Yes. I shared
recently?
I shared that story Monday afternoon.
Recently?
Mm-hmm. What?
I have to retell it.
Well, I kind of do now.
Well.
Quickly.
Up north, taking a walk with the dogs, my family, we're about, I don't know, a half mile from the house, and I said, I got to go. And I said, Cindy, are there any port-a-johns near? And nope. She goes, here's a decent place. Went in there, did my business.
And the family waited for you?
Well, they won't march ahead, and I caught up. And then, of course, right by where
squish,
we were walking.
Squish,
No.
Squish.
Solid. And after right as I was walking to catch
leaves?
Up to him, there was a port-a-john. I was like so pissed.
Oh, man.
I could have made that. I wouldn't have made it home.
Leaves?
Oh, no comment.
Oh,
the answer is no.
Gosh.
Wasn't that bad, trust me.
You end up going commando?
I was commando, yeah. It was in the morning. It was all right. Got home.
After the shower.
It wasn't that bad. You know, some tracks, but not too bad.
Oh, no.
It was not too bad. All right, ready? Here we go. Stoney has to sub for sex ed.
That's it. That is absolutely it. Mm-hmm. Stoney is the substitute teacher for sexual education.
Mm-hmm. Fence sitting. Do they know Stoney slept with his sister, JP in Lincoln Park? Intro to cocaine.
Intro to cocaine.
All right, let's get a few more before we go to Heather's news. I don't know what class Stoney could teach, but I know what one he could not. Could you imagine Stoney trying to get through 5 minutes of sex education without giggling like a schoolgirl? That's Tom and Flat
well,
Rock. No,
I wouldn't be there
no,
to
John's the
on.
Giggler.
Yeah.
Yes. How to pick every playoff series to end in six games. God, that goes way back. Conspiracy theories and phantom fouls. Hey, I'll bring Lambert in to talk to the class. Stoney should teach history. He can give students his frontline experience in the Revolutionary War. Yeah, exactly. Lurking 101. Is Stoney going to be the new driver's ed instructor for the West Bloomfield School District? No. They don't have driver's ed in school anymore, yeah. Do they? Is there a new class, how to make your wife do everything?
Yeah, home ec.
Yeah, exactly.
From Stoney's perspective.
And my
all
favorite. Right.
All the kids, all the boys, you sit over here. All the girls, get into the kitchen.
And finally, garbage can popcorn 101.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yes, recycling.
Yes.
There you go. We just got to label it correctly.
Yes.